Brave people who offer up maybe an answer or something that your group has said. What does it look like to live a poured out life? Anyone just put your hand up, shout it out. What does it look like to live a poured out life? Okay, so every day you use your passions, your giftings to minister to others. Great. What else? Okay, not being so worried about the stuff. Just making the main thing the main thing, right? Okay. What else? Come on, I heard you talking. So what would Jesus do? But sometimes it's asking, what would Jesus have me do? Like here and now. A couple more people. Anything else? What else does it look like? What else does it mean? Yeah, absolutely. Just keeping in step with the Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. One more? Anyone? Any takers? Yeah, you watch, you be attentive, you follow. You can do that every day, and every moment, all the time. And it's not the big things, right? It's not the big things. The movies that have been in theaters lately, the more Christian ones, the books, the popular stuff, that's the stories of, like, great things. And sometimes we're fooled into going, you know, that's Paul, right? That's, I need to be like that. But those things don't happen every day, and those things don't happen to everyone. That's that person's life. That's that person's path. That is what God has ordained for that person. And for us, some of us may never have a book written about us and may never have something significant that we'd think anyone would ever care about. But the reality is, with God, it's flat. And he calls us all to pour out our lives. And what would our church be like? What would your inner life, your inner world, your family, your friends, your workplace, your witness, your neighborhood look like if in your heart you committed to pouring your life out for Jesus every day in whatever way, shape, or form. And so I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And just as we close, I want you to consider this question. It's a very simple question, but it means a lot. And I want you to do this in two parts. Okay, for those who do Bible quizzing, it's a two-part question, okay? There's two parts to this. One is just the question itself. Secondly is what that means. What is the first step to the answer to your question? You'll either answer the question yes or no. There's no in between. It's either yes or no. And depending on whether you answer yes or you answer no, there's got to be a first step for you. And my prayer, my wholehearted belief is that the Holy Spirit is already working on you. And he will show you that in these moments. As we sing, we're not going to stand to close this morning. We're just going to sit where you are, and you can sing, or you can remain quiet, you can listen to the words, you can engage. What I want you to answer is this question. It's a really important question, and it's already there. Will you pour out your life for Jesus every day? It's a really important question. Will you pour out your life for Jesus every day? And the second question is like it. What does that mean? What's the first step? For some of you, it means, you know what? I really need to pursue this relationship with Jesus. I haven't really been meeting with him. It doesn't matter if you call it quiet time or if you have, you know, I do a half hour, hour, 5 minutes, 15, spending some time every day with Jesus. Maybe it means you've got to put something away, a sinful behavior or habit that's just holding you back. You need to get some help with that and have someone walk with you and counsel for that. Maybe it means you need to make a first-time decision to believe in and follow Jesus. Maybe it means you need to start something, or you need to engage with someone, or God is laying something, a task or a person on your heart. There's always going to be a first step. So will you pour out your life every day for Jesus? And then what does that mean? Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is so practical and that these final words of Paul to young Timothy just make a world of difference for us. And I ask that as we're considering this question, Holy Spirit, you'd move deep within our heart. This wouldn't just be a holiday, you know, weekend service and we just go home and relax, but that you'd deeply work this into it, our hearts, when some of us may have some extra time to consider it. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.